Michigan, born and raised with Midwestern values and Michigan common sense.
In a new report from Wallet Hub, Michigan has two of the worst-run cities in the nation. Flint at 143rd out of 150 in Detroit at 149. Of the worst-run cities in America, Detroit is second to last. Nothing to brag about. Meanwhile, commercial properties that are bigger and contain more hazardous waste are more expensive to demolish, so they're coming down slower. Chad Livengood here, writer for Cranes Detroit. Chad, welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
First of all, any comments on that Wallet Hub report? I'm sure you saw Detroit being one of the worst, if not just about the worst-run city in America. Do you accept that, dismiss that? What do you think?
I don't know how those websites rank cities or what the designation is. But on this issue, on commercial blight, this is like many issues in Detroit where it has just become standard practice and acceptance that vacant buildings sit, and sometimes even burn down piles of rubble sit unattended for months, if sometimes years. That's what kind of inspired me to write about this one particular property and look at the city's data to see what is going on with commercial blight.
I got to jump in there, Chad. When you say standard practice and acceptance, that sounds a lot like the definition of defeat. You know, I got to be honest, when I'm sitting here listening to you say that, it sounds like defeat, like the people in Detroit are just like, well, that's just the way it is, and we're going to live with it. And that's sad.
And that's the way, with lighting, that's the way it was for a couple of decades. Detroiters got used to just not having streetlights working until the legislature stepped in and created a new mechanism to help fund the fixing of lights. And Mayor Duggan's administration kind of carried forward the plan, and they've replaced 60,000 streetlights in the city of Detroit, and now every street is lit up, even if it doesn't have any residents on it anymore. And at the same time, they're kind of pecking away at other problems, systemic problems in the infrastructure of Detroit that were simply neglected. Underground and water infrastructure. Also, a neglect in Flint, well documented. And in blight, I mean, the city has torn down 11,700 vacant blighted residential houses in the last 3.5 years. But when it comes to commercial property, it's far less amount of blight has been removed. It's about 280 some structures that have been removed, and 150 of them were in 2015. And what I found in the data is that ever since they took down 150 some buildings in 2015, the demolitions have actually slowed down for a variety of reasons. And it shows when I showed this one property that basically burned down last September. Along a fairly busy street, Mount Elliott Street on the east side, and has been sitting unattended ever since.
So the last big building to come down, Samuel B. Dixon, came down. Adamo Group brought it down. $418,000 spent. I mean, I can see why it's challenging to get these blighted buildings, especially the bigger ones. Even a school, not an industrial site. Costing, you know, well over $400,000. I mean, it's a big expenditure when you do this one after another after another.
It is. I mean, and schools are a big problem. I mean, Detroit closed so many schools because of depopulation and because of competition from charter schools and neighboring suburbs. There's more than 100 schools that were closed.
Oh, come on. Charter schools didn't put these places out of business. A mass exodus put these places out of business.
Well, the charter schools have taken away kids.
A few.
And put them in, and sometimes they've gone into old DPS schools. But yeah, the schools are some of the most expensive to take down. And the average price of all the building, of the commercial buildings has been north of $50,000 to remove. And it costs about $12,000 to $15,000 usually to take down an old two-story blighted house. So. You can see where the money goes, and it can be spent a lot faster. So, it's a persistent issue, and there's limited resources. I mean, talk about industrial. We're not even talking about industrial site. That's the real expensive thing. The Maroon family, owners of the Ambassador Bridge, are in the real estate development business as well.
Sure.
They just spent $10 million tearing down an old factory, a 2 million square foot factory, next to Chrysler's Jefferson North factory. They had an implosion on a Saturday a few weeks ago. I went and witnessed this thing. And you don't see an old factory get imploded very often, but they were doing it because they are helping expand vehicle shipments for Chrysler at a railway right there. So pretty significant.
More fun than the 4th of July. More fun than the 4th of July to watch a building get blown up, isn't it?
Yeah, that's why I got up at 5 in the morning on a Saturday to watch a 6:30 a.m. explosion.
You know, get yourself a good seat and get ready. Usually that's reserved for places like Las Vegas, right? That's kind of cool.
Right. But that's an example of a private sector doing some demolition, and it's pretty darn expensive, but they're doing it for long-term business play to expand the vehicle.
All right, so let me ask you this before we let you run, which is, okay, they've slowed down the demolitions, but the demolitions are going forward. I mean, this is kind of an endless, ongoing process, is it not?
Oh, it is. I mean, the Blight survey from 2014 found that there was over 5,000 blighted commercial properties alone. I mean, some of them can be restored, and some of them are being restored in certain segments or neighborhoods in the city, but a lot will have to eventually come down because they're just beyond repair.
All right. Well, there you go. Trying to clean up their act. Detroit is, but it was a lot to clean up over some bad acts over a few different generations. All right. Chad, live and good. Always a pleasure from Cranes, Detroit. Thank you for the update.
Thanks, Steve.
We'll take a quick break here. Then coming up next hour, a whole lot more to talk about that farmer band from the farmer's market in East Lansing and why it's so wrong. It's straight ahead on the Steve Gruber Show.